Villa Magni. Who better than Shelley can describe this house, his last earthly home before the tragic shipwreck that caused his death in 1822? A lovely house, closed by the seaside, surrounded by the soft and sublime scenery of the Bay of Lerici. The sea lapped against the white columns of Villa Magni, so much so that his wife Mary said, "The sea at our feet, its incessant murmuring and its lowing in our ears." Villa Shelley, at the time, was really on the sea. The driveway and the promenade did not yet exist. The first appeared at the end of the 19th century, the second in the second post-war period. The building was, at the time, a property of Villa Marigola. A dense forest at the back of the house, still visible today, was crossed by paths that connected it to the main residence. On the sides of the facade, two inscriptions show verses by Shelley, who here composed his last work, lines written in the Bay of Lerici. Opposite stands the epigraph of Ceccardo Roccatagliata Cercardi, 1907. From this porch, where the ancient shadow of an old oak felled, the July of 1822, Mary Godwin and Jane Williams, they waited for the laking anxiety, Percy Bysshe Shelley, that from Livorno on fragile wood sailing, it was landed for sudden luck to the silences of the Elysee Islands, O blessed beaches, where love, freedom, dreams, they have no chains. October 27, 1907. But let's imagine returning to April 1822, when the inhabitants of San Taranto observed with amazement the arrival of a group of young English people with strange habits, led by poet Percy Bysshe Shelley and his wife, Mary Godwin Wollstonecraft, young and brilliant author of the famous Frankenstein, already published at the age of 21 in 1818. Impressed, she stated that the place was too beautiful and did not seem of this land. Everything invited the mind to meditate on strange thoughts. Mary foreshadowed something ominous, a tragic fate. She wrote, sometime later, "The scene was truly of an unimaginable beauty. The blue expanse of the waters, the bay almost completely surrounded by the coasts, with the nearby castle of Lerici that closes it to the east, and Porto Venere to the west in the distance." They stayed in that house for a few months, but they were so intense and decisive for their life and the history of the village that it remained forever in the memory. In July 1822, Shelley's boat was wrecked due to a strong storm during the return trip from Tuscany, where he was working with Lord Byron on the realization of The Liberal, a magazine that was supposed to support liberal and revolutionary ideals. The body was found on the beach of Viareggio. His remains were burned on the spot, as the law of the Grand Duchy of Tuscany. Since that distant 1822, dozens of poets, writers, and artists, not only Anglo-Saxons, arrived in the Gulf to pay homage to Shelley's last earthly home and in search of memories of the stay of the great Romantic poets. After the tragic death of Shelley, the villa became property of rich families, and nowadays it is still a private property.